I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of sex.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
what you done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun. When I was just 9 years old, I swear that I dreamt on a football field and a kiss that I kept under my vest. Apart from everything, the heart in my chest. I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking
for you. I like songs of adventure. I always like that. I don't know, it's hard to talk about songs. The best reaction to a song is another song. Because most songwriters, as you know, don't go to school to learn how to write songs. They put on a record and sit down and listen to it and try and discern what he's saying, what key he's playing in, and how he voiced that chord, and what's the progression, and how did he sing it, and then you imitate it badly, and that becomes your style. Just like his style was developed through imitating others, incorporating other pieces of music into his own style. So it's kind of it is in a lot of ways an oral tradition, you know.
Who were you imitating badly?
Bob Dylan, Louis Armstrong, Woody Guthrie, Harry Belafonte, Jacques Brel, Billie Holiday, you know. Badly. Imitation is the highest form of flattery, I guess.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Solemn-faced, the village settles down, undetected by the stars. Hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep. And the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy imprisoned neath a covered wooden shaft. Folds the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smolders, blanket smoke into the room, and the day will end for some. As the night begins for one, staring through the message in his eyes lies a solitary sun. From a mountain called Free Clown, where the eagle dare not fly, the patience in his sigh gives no indication for the townsmen to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dark. Eyes as he breaks the night to cry, it's really me.
Hectic interference, distraction prevents quiet conversation. At times, a quick, noisy reaction with a slow persuasion.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
this is remote. Next thing that I know, I wake up in this jungle. I feel my heart is pumping to the beat of the band. Certain things didn't happen that I don't understand. Everyone's glaring, the saxophone's blaring. Hope you understand, but it just can't keep from staring. I'm talking to you. Never really sure if they're ever gonna break me. Sitting in this bar,